throat hurt, you say he...
taking cold.
Uh-huh. If he couldn't talk right then, you say he sounded kind of...
hoarse, you know.
And if he does that, he has a...
That's right.
A what?
A cough, you know. Mm-hmm. Coughs that way. He's got a cough then. Mm-hmm.
And you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of... what?
Crazy.
Uh-huh. Anything else people say?
Well, yeah, they say some of them would say she act, nothing wrong with her, but she acts funny or acts like she ain't older or something.
What about the word queer or quar?
Yeah, queer. What's the difference in them words?
Just different way of saying it. It's the same.
Yeah.
Same word.
What? Yeah, it's the same word. That's what it is.
What do people say around here? This
well,
same?
Same thing, just... uh-huh. You know, so many words means the same thing.
Uh-huh.
I've learned that in my reading.
Wait, when you say the person is queer, what does that mean? But do people use that word much now?
Yeah, they do sometimes. They're old queer things.
Uh-huh.
I know somebody said one day, this is my son talking about, said I always had plenty neighbors, you know, and plenty of company, you know. He said, well, he said, I'd rather see her that way. And said, everybody said, just a queer old woman sitting down there by herself won't have nothing to do with nobody. Well, that's about the way it is, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says if you want friends, show yourself friendly.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that word queer being used to call somebody a queer? Do you ever hear that?
I never heard them say a queer, but I've heard them say queer.
Uh-huh. Say she's queer, but not she's... a queer. You never heard?
No, I never heard that.
Have you heard that word being having the meaning changed recently? People use the word to mean something a little different from what they used to use it for?
Changing it up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Changing the meaning.
Also. Oh, yeah, they've changed. The meaning just changed. Everything has changed.
How's the meaning changed with that word?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. What about to somebody who can't hear anything at all? You say that
they're deaf.
Uh-huh. How they used to say that?
Deef.
Uh-huh. And say if a man had been out working hard, he takes off his shirt and it's all wet. He'd say, look how much I...
been sweating.
Or look how much I...
press.
Or talking about sweat, and you say, look how much I...
what did they call that sweat?
Well, using the word sweat, you say, look how much I...
sweat.
Uh-huh.
They call it something else, so they don't call it sweat. What is it? Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Say if you have a sore on your arm, a sore that comes to a head, you'd call that a...
bar.
Any other names for that?
Rising.
Mm-hmm. What if it's got more than one head to it? Or more than one core, you know?
Well, I've seen them. I always called them rising if it had more than one. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. A boil just has one?
I think now the boil has one and the rising has more than one. Because you can lance a rising and it'll come, there'll be another one come right back.
What do you, when you open a boil, what do you call that stuff that drains out?
Corruption's all over I hear it called.
What about from a blister?
A blister.
Mm-hmm.
That's that there. When you get a lick on your hand, it raises up that black blister, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's that stuff that comes out?
Out of water, it's all
right.
No.
You say a beast dung me, my hand.
It's all swollen up.
Uh-huh. You say yesterday, when right after the beast dung me, my hand.
It's all swollen up.
It did what?
Huh?
My hand.
It swollens up and turns black,
uh-huh.
Blue or something.
You say,